This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, here's a new poll out, by the way. 65% of Americans say impeachment hearings won't change their view of Donald Trump. Of course not. That's not necessarily a good poll for Trump. It's good and bad. If you hate Trump, you still hate him. If you love him, you still love him. And that's it. It's over. There isn't anything that happened in this hearing that will change one vote in the United States of America. But what happened as a result of all these charges and the impeachment and the hearing and all the above is that the career of Joe Biden was destroyed. Joe Biden is done. He's finished. I've said this for weeks on the show. But today, I don't know how anyone could debate me. Joe Biden's son and his company, Burisma, are in so much trouble. Ukrainians have indicted Burisma. An indictment drawn up by Ukraine's Office of the Prosecutor General against Burisma owner Nikolai, see if I can pronounce this, Zlojevsky claims Hunter Biden and his partners received $16.5 million for their services. Think of all the middle-class Americans out there watching this show right now, working-class, middle-class Joes and Janes with lunch buckets going to work every day, and you're lucky if you make $50,000, $60,000 a year, and then the government takes their cut, and you barely have anything left to live on. Think of the homeless vets in this country. And Joe Biden's son, who knew nothing, couldn't speak Ukrainian, knew nothing about Ukraine, never lived in Ukraine, knew nothing about the energy business, just the Navy for cocaine use, was having sex literally in an affair with his dead brother's ex-wife, his dead brother's wife, but the brother died, so the widow, I guess, is the best way to put it. Next thing you know, he's having an affair with another gal. Today he found out he got her pregnant. There's a one-year-old child. The DNA test says, congratulations, Hunter, you're the father. This guy was screwing everything that moves. This guy was cheating in every way possible. This guy was a drug addict. This guy left a crack pipe in a rental car. And this guy was getting $16.5 million, him and his group, Joe Biden's son, from Ukraine without knowing anything about the energy business. And now that company, Burisma, is indicted in Ukraine. Are you telling me that Joe Biden's still a viable candidate for president of the United States? Give me a break. It's bizarre. The son of Vice President Joe Biden, this is a quote from a member of parliament. The son of Vice President Joe Biden was receiving payment for his services with money raised through criminal means and money laundering. Adding Biden received money that did not come from the company's successful operation, but rather from money stolen from the citizens. According to this member of parliament, Zabinski, Hunter Biden's income from Burisma is a link, L-I-N-K, that reveals how money is siphoned from Ukraine and how Biden is just one link in the chain of Zelensky's money laundering operation, which included politicians from previous Ukrainian administration who continued their schemes under his successor. We will reveal the information about the financial pyramid scheme that was created in Ukraine and developed by everyone, beginning with Yanukovych and later by Poroshenko. The system is still working under the guidance of the current managerial board of the National Bank, ensuring that money flows in the interest of people who stole millions of dollars, took it offshore, and bought Ukrainian public bonds, turning them into Ukrainian sovereign debt. In any case, bad day for Hunter Biden, bad news for Biden, bad news for Biden's father, Joe Biden, and the Biden campaign. More headlines. Burisma indictment reveals ex-president Yanukovych, you try pronouncing these names fast, on national TV. Yanukovych illegally obtained $7.4 billion laundered through a fund close to the U.S. Democrat Party. You want to guess Hillary Clinton's involved? You want to guess the Clinton Foundation's involved? You want to guess John Kerry's involved? You want to guess Joe Biden's involved? You want to guess Barack Obama's involved? I've said on this show again and again, it all goes back to Obama. The spying against Trump, the unmasking against Trump's people, and all of the money laundering and the fake FISA warrant and all the fraud and theft of American money sent to Ukraine. It's all had to be approved, and the oversight was by Obama. Indictment against the head of Burisma reveals Hunter Biden was receiving payments for money raised through criminal means, siphoned and laundered from Ukraine. And then one more update, one more headline. Head of Burisma Holdings linked to Hunter Biden is indicted in Ukraine and then goes missing. What a surprise. This guy's either running from Interpol or he's dead. Maybe he's in the same place Jeffrey Epstein is. Maybe the same person came to visit him in his prison cell. And then on the same day, a DNA test proves Hunter Biden is the father of an Arkansas woman's baby. Bad, bad week for the Bidens. Bad day for Hunter Biden. What did I say in my last two commentaries? They came after Trump, and the guy who got destroyed was Biden. Unbelievable. First, the head of Burisma Holdings was indicted in Ukraine. Then it was revealed Hunter Biden received many millions through criminal means. And now we find out Hunter fathered a random Arkansas woman's child. A DNA test showed Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is indeed the father of an Arkansas woman's baby. In June of this year, a 28-year-old Arkansas woman claimed Hunter Biden was the father of her 10-month-old child. She sued to prove it. London Alexis Roberts claimed Hunter Biden fathered her child while he was in a relationship with his own late brother's wife, his former sister-in-law, Haley Biden. What a family, folks. Talk about dysfunction. I don't think Joe Biden's going to be president anytime soon. See, I've always said don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. Isn't that a famous biblical wisdom? And so here's the Bidens and the Democratic Party constantly criticizing Trump. What a terrible person. He cheated on his wife. He did this. He did that. And I kept saying, I don't know what he did. What he did between him and God and his wife. And that's whatever it is, it is. But they've all done the same things. Are you trying to tell me the Kennedys were cheating with 1,000 women while in the White House or while running for president? Are you telling me that Clinton wasn't cheating with 1,000 women? Well, governor of Arkansas and attorney general of Arkansas and then running for president and then president of the United States. I mean, are you kidding me? How could you accuse Trump of anything when all of you are this dirty? We all know Lyndon Johnson in the White House had many, many, many affairs. So it's really just amazing. Don't forget, in June, Breitbart News exclusively obtained a police report from November of 2016 describing how a crack pipe was found in Hunter Biden's rental car. He brought it back. He was the last person in it. There was a crack pipe in it. So it's pretty scary stuff when this guy is kicked out of the Navy for cocaine use, leaves a crack pipe in the car, has an affair with the widow of his brother, his dead brother, then has an affair on her and fathers a child who we proved today through DNA is his child. And that same guy was getting paid $16+ million, even though he doesn't speak Ukrainian, isn't from Ukraine, doesn't know anything about Ukraine, knows nothing about the energy business, but he just happened to have a powerful father named Joe Biden, with the power of the Vice Presidency of the United States, and many, I guess, thought a future President of the United States. Other big news today is the Clinton Foundation. You know, they're in the center of everything bad that goes on, and all the laundering that goes on, and all the extorting of money around the world. And not only that, they're a fraud of a charity, because they take in millions in charity and give out almost nothing in charity. All the money goes to, you know, meals and parties and fancy first-class plane flights and fancy hotel rooms and Chelsea Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody gets a good ride on that money, but there's no money that goes to charity. And now it turns out that since 2016, the Clinton Foundation has lost $30 million. I wonder why that is. I wonder why it is that they're drying up and nobody's willing to give them any money. There are no more donations to the Clinton Foundation. It proves the point that I made and hundreds of other conservative commentators in the last few years have made. So it's not just me. It's lots of people have joined me in saying that it was literally an extortion racket and a money laundering scheme just because Hillary was expected to be the next president of the United States. First, she was Secretary of State, and she had lucrative government contracts to hand out. And then she was literally expected to be president of the United States. So she was able to extort literally millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and collectively billions of dollars out of corporations and CEOs and countries, all of whom expected to curry favor with the next president of the United States. And once she didn't have that power anymore and she wasn't elected anymore, nobody's willing to contribute to the Clinton Foundation. The question becomes, what did the Clinton Foundation ever do for anyone? What did it ever do for charity? What did it do for the people of Haiti? What did it do for anybody? And the answer is nothing. It was always set up as an extortion racket and a money laundering scheme for Hillary Clinton and all her friends. And my belief is the whole Democratic Party got rich. My belief is they're all part of the scheme. Everybody was laundering their money to the Clinton Foundation to give it a piece to Hillary and give it a piece to Obama. Obama proved every single crime. Joe Biden is no brain surgeon. He wasn't allowed to run around the world, him and his son, and steal money, both Ukrainian money and American foreign aid, without the approval and the understanding and the oversight and the coordination of President of the United States Barack Hussein Obama. I guarantee you Obama's fingers were in everything. Just like Putin's fingers in Russia are in everything. Putin is, most people regard him as the richest man in the world. But it's not on paper. It's all underground. It's all cash. It's all secret pieces of companies from Russia that he took. Well, let me tell you, Obama's fingers are dirty, too. Wayne Allyn-Root's been on this case from the beginning, and I've said it from the beginning right here on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Obama is the key.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, I love my my fans and my listeners and my viewers. They send me so many great ideas and so many funny emails. Marilyn has sent me the following email. Let's trade LeBron James and Colin Kaepernick for the Hong Kong protesters and call it a day. America should trade LeBron and Colin Kaepernick. Two athletes, for those who don't know, LeBron in the NBA, Colin Kaepernick in the NFL, or used to be in the NFL. Both losers, I mean, brilliant athletes, great guys as far as athletics go. You know, world-class athletes, maybe the best ever in LeBron's case, and a great athlete in Kaepernick's case. Made it to the Super Bowl, led his team, the 49ers, to the Super Bowl. But complainers and liberals, and they hate Trump, and they've got a crappy agenda, and oh my God, they hate the police, and the police are so bad to black people in America, and Black Lives Matter. Do white lives matter? Do all colors matter? And so most of us are sick of it. The silent majority is sick of it. America isn't bad to black people when the person complaining had a $150 million contract. Colin Kaepernick had a $150 million contract to play football, and LeBron James probably makes $150 million a year. Kaepernick was like a five-year contract. LeBron might make $150 million a year in salary and endorsement deals. He's probably a billionaire at this point. Kaepernick's probably worth $200 million. And they're complaining life is bad to black people in America? Crazy. I'll take the Hong Kong protesters. She's right. Over complainers like these guys. And, you know, I ended the last segment talking about the Clinton Foundation. Give you a few more updates. First of all, donations plunged for the third year in a row. The Clinton Foundation has lost over $30 million since Hillary's 2016 defeat. And the donations reach a 16-year low. spending more than it took in last year. The 2018 tax return reported just $30.7 million in revenue. $7 million less than it reported in 2017. $218 million less than the money it raised in 2009 when Clinton was Secretary of State in the Obama administration. So when she's in office, they raised $249 million. And now that she's out of office, the charity spent millions more than it took in last year, spending $47.5 million on payroll, grants, promotions, among other items, and only taking in $30 million. Overall, the charity's 2018 revenue is less than half of the $62.9 million it raised in 2016 when Clinton was at the height of her presidential campaign. Makes the point, right? The point I've made for years now. It was an extortion racket and a money laundering racket. Now, as I make that point, I want to finish this segment up by talking about Chicago, where all the thieves reside, including Rahm Emanuel and Barack Hussein Obama. So they've got red light cameras in Chicago. How does anyone believe in government? How does anyone believe government could make health care better when they're ripping you off with red light cameras? So ABC TV's investigative journalist timed all the red light cameras, and the red lights are much longer and happen much quicker in all the places where there are red light cameras. And where there aren't red light cameras, the lights operate the usual way. You know, there's normally a green light for maybe, you know, 60 seconds. And then there's a yellow light for maybe 10 seconds. And then the red light comes on. Not where the red light cameras are. They make it go much faster. So you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught going through the intersection. Someone figured out that red light cameras could rack up tons more in fines if the number of times a light changes to red increases. And this has led to much shorter green lights in certain areas of Chicago. Intersections where drivers are issued hundreds of thousands of dollars in tickets that have been unfairly racked up. Isn't this a crime? Shouldn't they go to jail? These are our government officials ripping us off, ripping the money from your pockets. This ABC investigative journalism team timed the traffic lights at intersections where cameras were present and found the drivers had less time to legally get through the intersection wherever the cameras were watching. In one case, yellow and green lights combined were only 20 seconds long. Is that amazing? Rip-off artists in government. All right, don't go to the bathroom. Don't run to the kitchen to make a sandwich, because my sponsor has a message next. Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold and silver, and the world is on fire. You need gold and silver as wealth protection. Pat Boone is their national spokesman. They've got a free special report and a free DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root coming up now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, appearing before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday for testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump, is questioned by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
The best direct evidence we have is actually what the president told you. I want nothing. There is no quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do exactly what he campaigned on. And when that became clear to us, guess what? They got the money. They got the money. God bless America. It all worked out, right? This is crazy what we're going through, because the facts are so darn clear.
Testimony is continuing late into the night on Capitol Hill, and the Fed Reserve is likely to hold interest rates steady for now. That's at least according to the minutes released today from the late October meetings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. My friends call me War. The show is Raw and Unfiltered. USA Radio Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. Let's go to war. I'm always at war with the people who hate America, people who want to open borders, the people who want to offer free health insurance to everyone who comes to America, even though I have to pay triple for it, quadruple for it. People who want to give free college to everyone who comes to America illegally, even though I have to pay double, quadruple for it. People who want to offer full welfare benefits to anybody who wants to come to America illegally across the border, and they want to decriminalize it. It's the most crazy things I've ever heard in my life. The entire world would come to America, you know? The entire world. If you gave away all that stuff free, who wouldn't come? If you can't get it free in your own country, who wouldn't come? So why would you offer it unless we're a nation of, what, 330 million people? Unless you're dying to make us a nation of a billion people, a billion five, 2 billion. Do you want us to pass China? Can you imagine if America had 2 billion people in it? How polluted it would be. How filthy the air would be. You'd wear a mask all day long like in China. How disgusting life would be with the traffic jams. It's already bad. Can you imagine what they'd be like if you quadrupled our population? Insanity. I'll tell you what, if Trump wants to be reelected, I'm writing the commentary now. He's got to do some things. There's three things he's got to do. I mentioned this on last week's show. Number one, cut taxes for the middle class. But I think he should cut individual tax rates, period, for everybody. His first tax cut was for the corporations. This one has to be for the people, the individuals. And yes, the middle class will gain the bulk of it, but all tax rates should go dramatically down. Number two, he has to eliminate all taxes on Social Security. That'll benefit all the seniors. Number three, so after he's taken care of the seniors and the middle class, number three and four is he's just got to stop the illegal voting going on in this country, the voter fraud involving illegal aliens. So he's got to make English the official language of the United States. You can only vote in English. I believe he could do that by executive order. And number two, he's got to use an executive order to say if you use documents to vote and you're not an American citizen, if you use government documents to vote and you're not an American citizen, you must go to prison and or be deported, immediately deported. So if you're an illegal and you are able to go to, like I live in Las Vegas, Nevada or California, DMV, and they automatically give you, register you to vote and give you a driver's license, now you show up to vote. I don't care that they gave it to you. You show up to vote with driver's license, that's government documents, but you're not an American citizen, you are deported out of the country or you go to prison for X amount of years. And you've got to stop the illegals from voting. And if you can do that by executive order, you can't do voter ID, okay? I've suggested that for years. Trump needs to declare voter ID, photo and biometric thumbprint, just like Mexico. But if you claim, President Trump, you can't do that via executive order, only Congress can do it, then use executive order to do something else that will scare the bejesus out of illegal aliens. They do not come out and vote. If you can cut their vote down dramatically, and you can bring out middle-class and working-class Americans with a tax cut, and you can bring out senior citizens dramatically with a tax cut, guess what? You're going to win by a landslide. Now, just so you know who took my advice? Boris Johnson, running for Prime Minister of England. He proposes a £10 billion tax cut to shore up working-class support among the British working class. Reuters reports Johnson has raised the possibility of a multi-billion pound, they don't use the dollar, of course, pound cut to payroll tax revenues. He's going to increase the amount of earnings that will be exempt from taxes if he's elected as prime minister. And if implemented, Johnson's tax cut would give workers earning more than the threshold of £12,000 an extra £404 a year, which I believe is like, you know, maybe like $600 a year extra. And what's interesting is, what's every liberal going to say about Wayne Root's idea and also Boris Johnson's idea, and if it became Trump's idea, what would the liberals say? They would say, it's bribery. You're bribing middle-class people and working-class people. Well, guess what? Wayne Root's going on record. All politics is bribery. That's all Democrats do is bribe poor people, convicts, felons, illegal aliens, people on welfare, the drug addicts, the worst people in the world are being conned and bribed by the Democratic Party. Or the Democrat Party, I like to call them. Because there's nothing democratic about them. The Democrat Party. It's about time Republicans bribed working people. Working people deserve a bribe. And you know what? It's not a bribe to keep more of your own money. It's a bribe only to redistribute money from Wayne Root and all of you that earn it and give it to someone who did not earn it. That's a true bribe. It isn't a bribe to say Wayne Root and all of you can keep an extra $400, $500, $1,000 of your own money that you earned. Government never had a right to it in the first place. It's your money. Can you imagine if this caught on? Can you imagine if it really caught on in America that Wayne Root says, and hopefully Donald Trump now says, it's not a bribe, it's your own money. Government had no right to your money in the first place. It's your money. You earned it. Can you imagine people would be dancing in the streets? They'll be giving the middle finger to the Internal Revenue Service, which they should on a daily basis. When you wake up and when you go to bed, it'll make you feel much better. Because you know what? The most important thing in life that's made me money my whole life is the 80-20 rule. Take care of the 20% of your very best customers at the top. Don't do anything bad to the 80. Nothing bad. You just don't have to treat them especially well. They'll just automatically get the same deals as everybody else. But you're going to go out of your way to help the 20% at the top. And that will make you a rich person. I was taught that by my grandfather who owned a butcher store 50 years ago. The 80-20 rule, take care of the 20% at the top and you'll always be successful. And you'll always make money and you'll always be rich. Wayne Root, that's what Grandpa taught me. And he was right. You know what the IRS does in this country? The exact opposite. They screw the top 20%, who pays 100% of the taxes, and they steal our money. They treat us like crap. They don't say please when they ask for our money, and they don't say thank you when we give them our money. When they steal our money at gunpoint, they don't even say thank you. There's no please, there's no thank you. They screw us from beginning to end. And they redistribute the money, they waste it and throw it at the people who earn nothing. It's the 20-80 rule instead of the 80-20 rule. They screw the 20% to help the 80, or forget it, not even the 80. The 20 at the bottom. They take care of the 20 at the bottom and screw the 80 at the top. It's ridiculous. So you know what? It isn't a bribe to give good, honest, working families more money back of their own money in the first place. Well, Democrats are doing exactly what Labour, which is the Liberal Party in England, is doing. Listen to what Labour is doing. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, one of the most disgusting people you've ever met in your life, is pursuing the most far-left agenda in years, offering to dramatically boost spending on public welfare programs and housing while expanding the rights of immigrants to live, vote, and work in the UK. So it's the same as America. You've got the Republican Party, and you've got, is it the Conservatives in England? I'm not sure what the word is for Boris Johnson's party. It's the Conservative Party versus the Labour Party, is that right? No, it's the Tories. They actually call them the Tories. So it's the Conservative Party, but it's the Tories, and Boris Johnson is with the Tories. And the Tories, just like Republicans here, I'm telling Republicans here to go ahead and offer tax cuts to seniors and tax cuts to middle class and working class people and small business owners and reduce the individual rates. Well, Democrats just give away your money to people who did nothing to earn it or deserve it. Illegal aliens, foreigners, welfare addicts, drug addicts, felons, people in prison. They love all the bad people in the world who've done nothing to earn the money. Same thing in England. Can you imagine? He wants to give a tax cut on payroll taxes, Boris Johnson, the Tories, and Labour, which is their Democrat Party, Liberals. They want to boost spending dramatically on public welfare programs and free housing while expanding the rights of immigrants to live, vote, and work in the UK. Same exact thing. Amazing. So President Trump, listen to Wayne Root on this one. It's not a bribe. And if it is a bribe, so be it. People who work hard for a living with families and kids deserve a bribe. They deserve to keep more of their own money. All right, last topic I think we'll have time for during this segment is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of my favorites, as you know. I just love her. not because I agree with anything she says. I don't. I think she's a communist, Marxist, socialist, horrible human being, open borders, American hating, slime ball. But having, and she was a bartender a year and a half ago, which makes a travesty of politics. And she's a, you know, an insult to every bartender in America, because I love bartenders, hardworking people. But I don't know that they should be, a year and a half after being a bartender, a United States congressperson. And so she hates Israel, just like her great friends that stick together, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And she says Stephen Miller, who works in the Trump White House, is weaponizing his Jewish ethnicity to provide cover for concentration camps on the border. She falsely stated that, first of all, that there are concentration camps on the border, which is a lie. And then she says Stephen Miller has weaponized being Jewish to provide cover to operating concentration camps because he's a Nazi. So if she knew me, Wayne Root, she'd say, Wayne Root, the Jew, the Jewish Republican conservative Trump supporter, is a Nazi. I'm a Hitler because I want a wall on my border, and I want to protect us from an invasion by thousands of people from other countries who want welfare from cradle to grave. And the only way to get it is to steal the money and steal the jobs and lower the wages of the average American. All right, don't rush to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Don't do anything yet. Sit right where you are, because there's a message from my sponsor coming up next, Dr. Joseph Williams. He's the greatest, Joe Williams. His website is vacationrestoration.com. If you have thinning hair, if you are bald as a cue ball, he can make you look young again and your hair look thick again and make you happy again. Check out the ad coming up next. We did it last week, Joe and I together, right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show, last segment of the show. And let me remind you, tomorrow's Thursday, day after is Friday, that day after on Friday, we will be taking calls on the show. Fridays are call day. And then next week, I'm actually here doing the show on Thanksgiving Eve. I'll be off on Thanksgiving Thursday, of course, and Friday, the day after Black Friday, as they call it. I'll be off Thursday, Friday, but I'll be on Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday night, and I'm going to take calls the entire show, the whole hour of the show, unless some massive news story comes up at the last minute. I only hope that that massive news story is the Inspector General's report gets released, but I doubt they would do it on the you know, the day before Thanksgiving. But who knows? You never know. I talk about so often how you can't trust anybody in government. They're all just dirty. They've all just, they're all greedy. They've all just decided they're better than you and me. And they've all got flaws like you and me. And they think they can control our lives when they've got such dysfunctional lives. A great example of that is Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew of United Kingdom is going to officially disappear from public life after his interview disaster. He did a BBC, British Broadcasting Network, interview. Last week, and it was widely panned as a catastrophic mistake. He fumbled through questions about his friendship with the dead pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. He couldn't explain why he was in photos with all these girls that got raped under the age of 16. And he was hanging out with them and smiling and, you know, playing with them and mugging for the camera and hugging them. And he said, I wasn't really in those photos. It was the most disastrous interview ever. Instead of giving an interview to BBC, maybe he should have given the interview to the police and to Scotland Yard and to the FBI and to Interpol. Maybe he should talk about his interest in young girls. I don't know. In Wednesday's statement, Andrew says he's asked the Queen for permission to step back from public duties and that he regrets his ill-judged association with Jeffrey Epstein. It's funny how words can be contorted in such a silly little way. I feel terrible about my ill-judged association with Jeffrey Epstein. The guy was a mass child rapist. It's not an ill-judged association. You were at his home all the time when he was raping young girls. And you were there. What were you doing? Watching? Serving tea and crumpets? Was the prince holding the tea and the crumpet? The tray in the hands of the prince? Really? Prince Andrew. I didn't know he was a servant. at orgies with young girls. Just bizarre stuff. And it just tells you, you can't trust public officials, you can't trust big shots, you can't trust CEOs of companies, you can't trust anybody. You gotta have faith in God, right? That's important. You gotta have faith in America, that's important. And you gotta have faith that you have just as good answers as all the people in charge. They're no better than you and me. Prince Andrew is certainly not only no better than you and me, he's much worse than you and me. I don't hang out with pedophiles. I've never hung out, never would hang out with bad people, let alone criminals, let alone rapists of underage girls. Who does that? Only someone who thinks they're untouchable and never will be caught because they are the Prince of England. So next time someone tells you that, you know, they're better than you, they're smarter than you, they have ideas that, you know, you can't question. You're not allowed to question the death of Seth Rich. You're not allowed to question the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Unless you're blind, deaf, and dumb, you can see that all these things make no sense. You can see that our government's covering them up. Ben Carson blasts career politician Maxine Waters over massive homelessness in her district after shameless attack on President Trump. Well, I've always loved Ben Carson. I think he's great. But the real point here is, the nerve of a Maxine Waters to criticize President Trump and say terrible things about him and call him a criminal and say we want to put him in jail, and the ridiculous, over-the-top things that she says about Republicans in general and Trump in particular, when her district is filled with poverty and homelessness and she's made millions of dollars off the racket of being in government. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson blasted career politician Maxine Waters, Congresswoman, Democrat, California, over the staggering number of homeless people in her Los Angeles district after 30 years in office. Just like the guy who died in Baltimore, right? The congressman who died over Baltimore. I can't remember his name offhand. Got so many ideas in my mind. God, Elijah Cummings. So many names in my mind. So many ideas in my mind. Can't remember everything. But Elijah Cummings just died, and they eulogized him like he was the greatest guy ever just because he was a United States congressman for decades. Folks, he presided over a community that is destroyed with murder and homelessness and drug addiction and drug dealing and garbage in the streets and ruined buildings that look like it's Nagasaki or Hiroshima. What did he ever do for those people? The answer is nothing. As Trump said when he was running for office, aren't you better off trying me? What do you got to lose? If you're in an inner city and you're black, what do you got to lose? It couldn't be worse than the life you've had under Democrats. And I'd say the same thing to anybody who's in Maxine Waters' district, who's homeless in Maxine Waters' district, or who's a normal working person coming home from work, stepping over poop, pee, and drug needles from homeless people in Maxine Waters' district. What's she doing for you? You couldn't do worse voting for a Republican, could you? All right. As we end the show tonight, my usual prayer for the cops out there, the vets out there, active duty military, God bless you, be safe tonight. Thank you for your sacrifices. And then a reminder that a message from my sponsors up next. My doctor suggests, kind enough to sponsor the show, great people. I get more emails about My Doctor Suggests than any other product in the history of any of my shows. Cold and flu season's here, and they've got silver products that are amazing. Watch the ad right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.